Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Roger, when I was a kid,
yeah,
like other girls from my generation and really generations after, I had strawberry shortcakes, like the girl, the doll.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. My daughter had those.
Oh, did she?
That's right.
Okay.
I'm an old guy.
Yeah. And they were I think lemon berry and mm-hmm. like they smelled like berries. And
yeah,
they were take off of the like very popular cartoon.
Big collector deals. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And all of us had them, and we'd play with them. It was really cool. Well, I gotta tell you, the left can take any sweet, pure thing and just twist it. Elon Musk is on a tear. He's at it again this morning. Yesterday during the show, he racked up 20 million views,
yep.
Going after a transgender-themed cartoon on Netflix that was recommended for age seven and under.
Yep.
Okay, this one has the same rating. It's called Strawberry Shortcake, Barry in the Big City. Well, it's nothing like what we used to watch.
Oh, okay.
Barry in the Big City.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, like the cartoon yesterday he was raving about, it pushes transgenderism mm-hmm. on kids. Not a topic that they really should, you know, have to mess with. At their age. And there's a character called Trans Fairy and Trans.
I'm sorry. Okay. Trans Fairy.
Trans Fairy is a very gender questionable. I mean, I can't tell if it's a man or woman. No questionable fair. Individual who walks around in the trans dress, a beautiful dress that is made in all of the trans colors.
I'll give them that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Trans Fairy.
America.
Yeah. So Elon Musk is calling for everyone to cancel their Netflix subscription because he says, quote, Netflix is grooming our children, unquote. This is not acceptable content for kids. This is a sore spot with him, of course, I don't know if you know this about Elon Musk, but we didn't know this at the time when he was buying Twitter. But he has a son who transitioned to be a daughter. I know at one point was scheduled to have the surgery. I don't know if they actually did or not. This child's over 18. But Elon Musk talks about just like with a lot of pain, you know, one of his baby mamas contacting him for permission for sign off to use the transition hormones. He says, you know, it was during COVID. He was busy. He signed off and he has this incredible guilt as a father. And this is why he's gone to war with the woke mind virus, as he calls it.
Yeah. I only saw that story like 2 days ago, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, about why Musk is doing all this?
Yeah.
Why he's on a tear?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it started with the woke mind virus, but it's kind of gone from there with Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
So he's at war with this woke culture now, and he says that he is going to destroy it. He's doing a darn good job. I mean, I will tell you. But here's his other crusade for this week too. He is demanding that the Southern Poverty Law Center be shut down. He says it is evil. It should no longer advise the federal government. And he says the Southern Poverty Law Center is guilty of incitement to murder Charlie Kirk. Because one day before Charlie was killed, Southern Poverty Law Center featured him on their Heat Watch newsletter. These lists are best described as hit lists.
Same effect.
Yeah. And, you know, this is not speculation, because as we know, Southern Poverty Law Center featured the Family Research Council as one of, a white supremacist group.
Mm-hmm.
And a shooter actually went there and shot people.
Yep.
Like, and they'll publish your address, your location, all of that.
They're a lot more militant than they used to be. I remember them from years and years and years ago back in Atlanta. And I will use the term, they have radicalized about the last decade, really, remarkably.
Well, they have consulted with our government. And we also have the Anti-Defamation League this week, the left losing it because Kash Patel kicked them out.
Yeah.
They listed Turning Point USA in a tier with terror groups. And unfortunately, the FBI was using them as a resource to consult on, like, who to target.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, this has gone way too far for way too long.
That amounts, you know what that amounts to, of course, is criminal conspiracy, bottom line.
It does. By the way, speaking of which, the left is now thinks they're living in a sort of dictatorship, censorship
sure.
regime. They are outraged that Kash Patel has just come out, fired an FBI agent in California for having a pride flag on their desk. And, of course, it's the same week that Kash Patel, head of the FBI, also fired all those agents that kneeled in solidarity with Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
And we're told this is a free speech crackdown. Okay. I'm old enough to remember when the Democrats directed Lois Lerner and her henchmen to audit everyone who donated to or filed a Tea Party chapter application with the IRS, because it's a nonprofit, so you have to
I do remember that. Yeah. I famously audited every one of them. Yeah.
Every one of them.
Yeah, I do that.
And
yeah.
they had fully audited personally and their businesses a quarter of the donors, the listed leadership of each one of these nonprofits, Tea Party nonprofits. They'd gotten all the way through about a quarter of them in the country before they were stopped. And these audits were brutal. I heard one woman speak to a group. It was amazing. And I was also speaking to the same group. And she was talking about, like, she started a Tea Party chapter, filed with the IRS, never got the chapter approved. They would require her to go around the internet and print 7 copies of every comment she'd ever made and mail it to them.
Yeah.
She said, I sent them literally a U-Haul full of information. They were never happy. It was a game. If I didn't do what I was afraid. She said they not only audited my family personally, like me and my husband, she said she has a business and he has a business, and they audited both of them, even though her husband wasn't involved.
Yeah, those audits were part of their TCS variety, Taxpayer Compliance Survey. That means the audit is over when IRS says it is over. And they can ask you to reach back for tax returns, which you're supposed to have for at least 7 years.
Well, we have a listener, Andy, who listens to the whole show, and I'm sure he'll hear this. He's an attorney. He's down in Florida, and he's a partner in a law firm. He said that his audit for making the mistake of, I don't remember if he joined the Tea Party, donated, or started a chapter. It was one of those. Mm-hmm. He'll remind me in an email today. But he, by the time he was done, the whole audit, they found nothing. Cost him $100,000 to defend himself.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Not a bit right. surprised at that.
Right. So, I mean, and by the way, we only just found Lois Lerner's deputy who did this reign of terror and fired her just in the last couple of weeks. We got Lerner pushed out, but we didn't get her till the last couple of weeks. And the Democrats are pretending that all of this never happened. And all of history actually begins in January 2025. And they are living through a dictatorship of speech repression where you can't even put your pride flag on your desk. And I got to say something. When the fact that those FBI agents nailed in solidarity, Roger, with BLM, mm-hmm. at the time BLM was doing $2 billion worth of damage. That is what the insurance industry paid out.
Yeah.
Nailed in solidarity, not with the cops trying to stop it, not with the families of the 27 people who were murdered in those riots, including a police, what was he? He was it's not the top guy in a police agency. I'm blanking on that. Anyway, in St. Louis, he was a high-ranking former officer in there. He retired, but he was trying to protect a thrift store that his friend owned, and he was brutally murdered. I mean, they're protecting all of them, Roger. And The FBI kneels in solidarity.
Yeah, that was the David Dorn case.
Yes, David Dorn.
77 years old.
Black man, ironically.
Yeah. Yes,
kneels in solidarity with the thugs burning down the businesses of innocent people because the left is mad. What does that say to you? If the FBI is doing it, it says, we're in solidarity with the criminals. We will not protect you from them. Wow. And they still had jobs. But we're told that somehow this is speech suppression. And by the way, when they kneeled, it was in front of FBI headquarters. They were on duty, and they were wearing their FBI logo.
There you go.
Yeah.
One thing I am salivating at the prospect of, however, is the late-night comedians and their monologues having to go to bat for Netflix.
Yeah.
It gets worse every time you hear it.
I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, the biggest lie told in Washington this week, and really, honestly, it's been since Trump took office, is this idea that Trump's a dictator, he's using ICE as his own personal army, and the Republicans have changed. They've become fascist, Nazi fascist. Republicans don't like brown people. That's why they're picking on immigrants. Nobody's actually picking on immigrants. Nobody even talks about immigrants, actually. Everybody's talking about illegal immigrants. Nobody's too interested in immigrants. But that's the lie they tell. They pretend immigrants and illegal immigrants are the same thing. But the big lie, and I want to zero in on this, the big lie is that Republicans have changed. That Republicans now hate brown people and they're in the streets. And they're dispatching ICE, they're terrorizing brown people. It's all very unfair. And we should be by the left. They should be violent, combating it. Because of these changes, and it's mainly Trump doing it. Here's, for instance, Mayor Karen Bass 2 days ago explaining this.
Around racial profiling of Latinos, which we refer to here as the hunting of Latinos, that has created a blanket of fear around this city and has had detrimental impacts to our economy. We had two court decisions, and then the Supreme Court basically gave a green light to racial profiling. They are trying to dial us back to the 1940s, and that is a tragedy for the American people.
So that's the Democrats' position, and a lot of their street thugs believe this, that it's us who has changed, but it's not. It's the Democrats. Here's Chuck Schumer back in 1996, for instance, who's now demanding free health care for illegal immigrants. He did it in writing. May not be doing it verbally, but he did it in writing. Or the government shuts down. Here's Chuck Schumer, 1996, when he was MAGA. And you'll see as I play this, when Bill Clinton was MAGA, when Nancy Pelosi was MAGA, when Hillary Clinton was MAGA, it's the left that's changed, not us. We are exactly where they were in 1996.
Everywhere people go, they're asked for a Social Security card. In fact, one way to prove you're a bona fide person who can have a job is to ask for a driver's license and a Social Security card. This is an anti-fraud amendment. All over where we go, people say, well, why can't you stop illegal immigrants or others from coming here? And the number one answer we give our constituents is when they come here, they can get jobs, get benefits against the law because of fraud. And here, the gentleman from Florida has put together the most effective anti-fraud measure we can find without it changing the actions of the government one bit. And we find all this opposition. Ladies and gentlemen of this chamber, what I worry about is that this bill, which started out with good intentions, whether you agree with it or disagree with it, is going to end up being the same kind of thing that the public gets angry with us on. We say we're doing something, and we do nothing.
So there he is talking about how to prevent illegal immigrants from getting health care, jobs, and all of this. Here's Bill Clinton when he was MAGA.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
Trump. He's Trump. That was when he was president. This is my favorite. This is Nancy Pelosi. This is the period I remember when I was first covering this stuff as a young reporter. And George Bush, and nobody would listen to me about this. I was trying to defeat George Bush in the primaries, best as I could, from North Carolina, because he had opened the borders when he was the governor of Texas. He is the original open borders globalist. And this is Nancy Pelosi raging. Can you believe this? Raging at George W. Bush's president at the time. It's 2005, because he is refusing to crack down on employers of illegal immigrants. I mean, again, Bush taught Democrats to do this. Listen to this, Nancy Pelosi. And today she'd tell you we're fascists for wanting to crack down on the employers of illegal immigrants and cut off their benefits, their free health care.
Democrats support also enforcing laws, current laws, against those who came here illegally and those who hire illegal immigrants. Yet the Bush administration has refused to do just this. And going after those workers who are working here illegally, and we should. But we also must have employer sanctions. Where are these people working? Why are we not enforcing the law against employers? The Bush administration has prosecuted only 3 employer sanction cases in the last fiscal year. Only 3 cases. When? Yes, when are we going to take this issue seriously? Mr. Speaker, we all know what we must do. Democrats have long called for strong border security, effective law enforcement.
She's trashing Bush, and she's right. He was protecting employers, corporations who were employing illegals. Bush taught them to do this. Here's the rest. Pelosi, 2005. Keep in my point in saying this is that they now call us fascists for wanting to do what was always standard normal and Democrats agreed in America.
Broken borders, something we can't tolerate. Borders of their nature, our definition as a nation and our protection as a country. Broken borders, they don't exist. We can't tolerate them. So let's say from the start that we all in this body, and I know I can speak very firmly for the Democrats, support strong border control. We have, it is our obligation as elected officials to keep the American people safe, and our borders are our first line of defense, one of our early lines of defense to do that.
Nancy Pelosi, y'all. 2005, they say we changed. We became fascist, but we didn't. This has always been the American way. Both sides agreed. In fact, Democrats whooped up on Bush when he wouldn't do, they felt, enough workplace interdiction, which was actually true. Now they call us fascist for being where they were. They changed, not us. But look, these street thugs weren't even born, some of them, or they were in diapers. They don't remember any of this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, again, to my point, a lot of these black bloc street thugs, a lot of these really enraged liberals who think that we have changed, that our society has changed, that we are living through some sort of fascist revolution where any kind of immigration enforcement is new and non-American. If you notice something about these people, they're young. They do not remember. Folks, I was on the air when I was playing these kinds of clips. And I was trashing George W. Bush because he was the first open border zealot. Open border zealot. And the Democrats, who back then were very pro-union, they really had a lock on the white-collar white vote. And black, I'm sorry, they really had a lock on the blue-collar white vote. I mean, just almost total lock on it. And so anything that promoted illegal immigration, they were very much against. You just heard Bill Clinton. He sounds just like Trump. They didn't call him ICE agents then. They were INS agents. He's talking about flooded the country. The INS agents were cracking down like never before. I want you to hear Hillary Clinton. This is back when Bill was president. She was trying to socialize healthcare. So she was still a doctrinaire and liberal. I want you to hear about her rage before Congress is pledging no free health care for illegals.
As to illegal aliens, we agree with you that we do not think the comprehensive health care benefits should be extended to those who are undocumented workers and illegal aliens. We do not want to do anything to encourage more illegal immigration into this country. We know now that too many people come in for medical care as it is. We certainly don't want them having the same benefits that American citizens are entitled to have.
You can't say that today. But she did. She was very clear about it. Fast, and if you want to know why all this is happening, fast forward to now. When, folks, this is going to be a theme, I think, on the show and in our politics, is, I mean, this is incredible what they're doing right now, what the left's doing, especially in the internet era where stuff's so easy to check. Not on Google, but on X. Claiming, like, no, it's the right that's changed. They've gone fascist, Hitler, Hitler, Nazi. We've never enforced immigration law. Why does Trump want to do it all of a sudden? Blah, blah, blah. And the Democrats trying to rewrite history. Like this yesterday, Fox News got Democrat Senator Jean Shaheen. This right here captures perfectly how the Democrats have changed. I just played you all of the Democrat leadership, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Bill Clinton, Chuck Schumer, total MAGA. They sound just like Trump, and nobody thought anything of it. Now, this is yesterday from Fox, and they've got Democrat Senator Jean Shaheen on.
I haven't heard anybody in my party saying that illegal immigrants should get access to the health insurance marketplace.
I'm so glad you said that. Actually, I have some tape of your Democratic Party members saying this on the debate stage. So they've all said it. Let's play the clip.
A lot of you have been talking tonight about these government health care plans that you've proposed in one form or another. This is a show of hands question, and hold them up for a moment so people can see. Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Okay. Senator, that's literally every member of your party, from moderate to more progressive, that have said that in the past.
So you just lie. Just pretend, no, that's why I've never supported health care for illegal immigrants, no matter how many reports the Congressional Budget Office does saying that we did. Again, they are an unofficial arm of the government. They score budgets, say what stuff will cost and what's been covered. I mean, I'm sitting here all week, and you can see on my X feed, because I've screenshotted it, the Congressional Budget Office has been very clear. The big, beautiful bill cut $200 billion over the next decade in funding for illegal immigrant Medicaid payments. And that the savings is $200 billion. That's where Trump gets the number. They wrote it. And it's just amazing to me that in the internet era, you will deny reality like they are, when it's so easy to check. But they are. They are. And they don't know what to do on cable news. You know, when you're the only game in town and most people get, you know, and FBI is in there censoring social media so that there's no alternatives, and you're the only game in town, you can get away with lying. But you can't get away with it now. It doesn't work. Here, let me explain to you what I'm talking about. This is Mike Johnson, and he's on CNN, right? And they're covering his press conference live. Listen to how they cut him off before he can explain to you, what the Democrats are doing, what the truth of it is. They're so afraid.
The Working Families Tax Cut included a huge provision. A big chunk of that bill was the health provisions. Now, why are we saying that they want to return and restore taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal aliens? Because that's exactly what they did. When they rejected the clean CR that we sent over, the Senate Democrats...
All right, we're listening here to Speaker Johnson. He's trying to frame the shutdown as a Democratic shutdown. He also falsely claimed that Democrats want to give extend health care to illegal immigrants. That is not true. Illegal immigrants are not eligible for federal health care programs.
Mike Johnson retweeted that and said CNN is not a news organization anymore. He's right. They're not. They were so afraid that their audience would hear true things. It's like having Pravda cover the news. It doesn't matter. Their ratings are at an all-time low right now. That's why they can't cover for the Democrats anymore. And the Democrats, having always won these shutdown battles, just figure, hey, you know, we'll extract $1.5 trillion for like 7-8 weeks to spend. It's more in a Pentagon budget, and we'll go ahead and save our failing media with subsidies to them so they can keep lying. And they don't understand those days are over. Even if we subsidized your failing media, it doesn't matter. People go get the other side. Yeah, they'll see plenty of CNN clips. They're out there. They're all over X. They trend. Sometimes they lead the trends, but our stuff's out there just as much. So, and that's what they can't stop. Holy cow. Unbelievable. I'm just watching from outside some of the video from outside that ICE facility in Portland. Leftist militant picks a fight with a man wearing a Freedom and Patriot shirt. Charlie Kirk, actually knockoff shirt outside ICE in Portland. And wow, they're fighting. This is crazy, folks. Oh, I got to tell you what, I don't want to see this though. I don't want to see this. You know what? No, we do not. And the Antifa guy hit him first. This is not us. This is not who we are. We don't want to brawl in the streets. We want it to be really, really clear who the good guys are. We are not the violent guys. You know what? I don't want to fight them. I don't even want to show up and get into physical confrontations with them like this guy did, even though he was hit first. I want to see if free speech can win this battle. We've never had it before, not like we do now. I want to see if if we can win with free speech alone. I don't know the answer, but I think we can. And we'll never find out if our side dirties itself up acting like them. Well, okay. So after Elon Musk demanded the shutdown of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which he described as evil, breaking news, the FBI has now cut ties with the Southern Poverty Law Center. Folks, do you remember earlier in this year, as we're getting documents for the first time from inside the FBI, the Congress members who are supposed to oversee the FBI couldn't even get basic documents from them because they have utter contempt for Congress, or at least did under Democrats. And some of the unclassified memos we got showed that agents worried they felt like they were being forced to work, FBI agents, to work for the Southern Poverty Law Center, targeting conservative groups that they didn't really feel like were terrorists. They didn't really feel like were white supremacists. Quote from one of those emails, I just pulled it up. Apparently, we are at the behest of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they were being asked for some kind of product that the, you know, to produce it as part of the FBI's work. The Southern Poverty Law Center wanted, it doesn't say what that is, but it says, is anyone really asking for a product like this? Apparently, we are at the behest of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And then there's another declassified email, and it says, and this is from another agent, FBI agent. And yeah, our over-reliance on the Southern Poverty Law Center for hate designations is ... problematic. And that's in a FBI agent from Milwaukee. It doesn't say the person's name because it's been blacked out. So, I mean, folks, we literally had these left-wing groups, these left-wing NGOs, these left-wing nonprofits who are libeling and slurring groups like TPUSA. And Charlie Kirk responded at the time before he was murdered to being, you know, getting a white supremacist designation from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, that's, you know, that's bad. That's what puts a target on you. But when at the same time, they're working with the FBI and the agents even feel that they are being forced to execute the agenda of the Southern Poverty Law Center. I mean, folks, so Kash Patel is going to get a snootful this weekend from outraged Democrats, and they're going to pretend we've never been here before. First Amendment, blah, 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 blah. And of course, none of the details are being given to their sheeple. And folks, this is so dangerous because this rhetoric, including the 42 liberal Democrat judges who just signed this letter saying that James Comey is a free speech martyr, James Comey, mind you, that all he did was criticize his president. That's why he's being charged. And that we are in the worst free speech environment ever since the founding. That is terrifying. Because there are a lot of liberals out there, especially young ones who don't have any history of watching politics for the last 20 years, will believe that. And folks, the idea that Comey was just criticizing his president? No. He was under oath to Congress and he lied. That's why he's you don't have any free speech under oath. It's the truth or a felony. That's how perjury works. But they don't mention that. Oh, he's just criticizing his president. No, he was lying to members of Congress to cover up what he did, illegally leaking documents in the Russia collusion hoax. In other words, he was covering up his crimes. That's not free speech. That's not even criticizing your president. That's obstruction, which, by the way, he's also charged with. Have a great weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.